This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. AgView is the path to protection, promoting business continuity by uniquely making disease traceback and pig movement data available to animal health officials. We will hear more from Patrick Webb of the National Pork Board next.
In Iowa, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 29.9 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 72,000 Iowans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers' markets. You can count it in the $159.5 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose, too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
Patrick Webb, DVM Assistant Chief Veterinarian for the National Pork Board, says that AgView has streamlined the process of following multi-step swine production health plans.
Last year, we had launched a swine production health plan feature in AgView that allows all of this stuff to be done in AgView, and everybody in the approval process can see what everybody else is doing. It's kind of like, I like to call it, it's a Teams meeting for developing a swine production health plan or these commuter agreements.
Webb says that AgView and the swine production health plan data connect the dots and leverage the information for actionable and timely data to improve traceability.
And that's really the thing that state animal health officials like, is access to the data as the animals are moving versus a report that may be provided to them at the end of the month of what moved, right? So it enhances traceability because it makes movements more real time for the state animal health official.
He says AgView can be an extremely helpful tool during instances of disease outbreak.
While AgView was originally developed to be able to share traceability data with state animal health officials so they could have better situational awareness in the case of a disease outbreak of classical swine fever, African swine fever, foot and mouth disease, the same backbone that was built to do that can assist producers and veterinarians with endemic diseases with just a little bit of modification to the development of AgView. And so we're looking at what can we build into AgView that would be helpful for endemic disease response for an attending veterinarian or for a producer that may have PRRS or influenza moving through their production system. How can we take things that are already currently being put together that Iowa State does a nice job? They have a disease status map that they put out. Can we overlay that into AgView?
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.